But as we begin to come to the table, as we think about this invitation to come to Christ's table, I want to mention a line from an author named Saul Bellow. In Saul Bellow's book, Humboldt's Gift, he writes a line that I find to be at least challenging or something to be reflective of, and I want to share that with you this evening. He wrote, "They labor because rest terrifies them. They labor because rest terrifies them." Now, I should be clear that he's not saying that to the people he was writing of and to you and I, that he's not saying that we're not tired. He's not saying that we carry too many things or that we don't carry enough. He's not saying that we do not long for a chance to take a break. That's not what this author is saying. They labor because rest terrifies them. And he's saying something else which I think is worth us listening to. For as part of that, he says that they labor because rest terrifies them, that busyness is the new sloth. Busyness is the new sloth. Now, I don't know about you, but sloth is not a word that is used too often these days, or not part of my normal vocabulary. And if we do think about sloth at all, if it ever comes up, we normally think of the animal, or we think of just laziness, that someone who is lazy. But in the Christian tradition, that word sloth, when it's spoken of especially as something that is destructive to us or not helpful to us, sloth is not simply laziness. Sloth has to do with avoidance, a refusal to see the things that are before you, or commitment to disengage from those things that are before you. Busyness is the new sloth. Part of the question we can ask is, how often do we seek to drown out voices that are within our own hearts? Or how often do we seek to ignore pressures that seem to be all around us? How often or how desperate are we to distract ourselves from the things that would fill us with worry or with sorrow? And we do that through activity. We do it through putting ourselves in motion, through all sorts of diversions, through always going and never having a moment to rest. They labor because rest terrifies them. Part of this table is to reflect that what happens if we stop? What happens if we looked and listened to things going on inside of us or the things that are happening around us? What is it that I or you are avoiding? What things are we refusing to see or to engage in ourselves or in our relationships with family or friends, marriage? Sloth always seeks to cover a great deal of despair. In our world, you know this and I do too, our world is happy to train us in distractions. Our world is always happy to add to our busyness. And I say all those things to make clear that this table is different than that. This table points to something different than that. This table is not saying that if we come, then all of our worries or our concerns will just melt away. It's not saying that. But rather, it's inviting us to a moment to come before God in honesty. For it's a table that speaks of the Passover, that those who were enslaved and those who longed cried out and waited for their deliverer. It's a table that speaks of the Passover and remembers that God, through the blood of the Lamb and through his power, brought his people out of slavery. And it's the same table that Christ says that he is our new Passover, that he bore our sin in his body, and that by his stripes we are healed. You see, this table is not saying that all of those things will go away. Rather, it's inviting you and I in a moment to actually look and to acknowledge the things in our life or around us, and to do so with God. To do so with God. We all at times need a break in distractions, But we also need moments in which we can honestly come before the one who has made us and the one who gave himself for us. For this table tells us, on the night that Christ was betrayed, he said, "Here's my body broken for you, and here's my blood shed to cover all of your sins." Amen. Let me read a prayer to you. O God of peace, who has taught us that in returning in rest, we shall be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be our strength. By the might of your Spirit, lift us, we pray, to your presence, where we may be still and we may know that you are God. Amen.